Hey, Morris, how are you doing?
Yeah, very, very good. And good morning, everyone.
So this is something that is really interesting to talk about because I feel that it's rather topical. How often do you hear people being worried about AI voice cloning?
I think it comes up in conversation every day, every other day. Voice cloning, of course, is the ability for technology to be able to take my voice, to take your voice, Atlas, and to make a copy of it.
It seems to be initially a reasonably concerning concept. So what is it actually doing?
So what it does is to learn our voice. Each of our voices are really individual. It's like a fingerprint. Even though we think we can mimic somebody else, I mean, as humans, there are distinct tonalities to it, there are intonations to it, there are the ways we pronounce words. There are all sorts of nuances, and what it does is very, very quickly learn those particularities about my voice, about your voice, about whoever it's cloning, and make copies of them. It can put words into our mouth literally using those words, those learnings. And the scary thing now is that there is software out there that readily available that has that done in 30 seconds.
Is this something we should be genuinely worried about?
I never think we should be worried. But we definitely need to be aware of it. We need to know this technology's out there, and there are a whole lot of really horrible people out there who are doing what's called voice phishing now, which is PH phishing. And that is that they are phoning us. It might be some benign phone call that we get that we think is from a bank or somebody else, and we're giving it some information. But what it's doing is, again, learning our patterns, learning our voice, and within that very quick phone call, it knows enough about us to pretend to be us and then to make calls using our voice on our behalf to banks, to family members and to other people. And of course, some of us use our voice as a print for our banking and other systems, although they claim, the banks and others, that those systems are robust enough to be able to foil that. But who knows?
So of course it sounds very concerning, but are there any positive uses?
There are wonderful positive uses, and this is really where it came from. It was, of course, invented always by wonderful humans who thought there was a really good purpose for this. There are people that have lost their voice through Alzheimer's, through dementia, through issues they have with their throat, through other means. And that voice, of course, connects into the world. We take for granted how much our voice does, what it's able to do. Of course, this is before, these are people who are losing their voice. If they are able to, before that happens, they can record a voice, again, teaching it its tonalities of that person, the voice, the patterns, all the rest of it. And then when the person does unfortunately lose their voice, that person can use a keyboard or some other means to be able to get their voice back into the world. So they'll type a word and it will speak it for them.
How do you see this impacting our daily lives in the future?
Voice is really interesting. We take it for granted, but already many, many of us are talking to devices. We're talking to a Siri or a smart device. We're giving it instructions. We're talking to our car. So we're going to see the notion of voice really ramp up. Keyboards and mice are disappearing slowly over the next few years as voice, touch, gesture becomes the dominant force in it. We need to be mindful and careful. Some people are rightly concerned that some of their work will disappear. We have actors and voiceover actors who are campaigning against these, or at least campaigning that these digital voices should have a built-in signature so that it's obvious it's them or not them, because otherwise they might lose their livelihood. But like everything with technology, it's a double-edged sword. We need to be aware of it so that we can make informed decisions. If the person who's phoning us doesn't sound quite right, if they're making comments that aren't quite right and asking us for money or something to do, perhaps hang up and ring the person that you know that you thought it was and ask them if it's them. So let's just take some mindful steps if the voices that we're hearing aren't quite matching up to the person we think they should.
It's always worth just erring on the side of caution. Thank you so much for your time today, Morris.
A pleasure as always. Have a great week, everyone.
Morris Mizzle, you can find him at www.morrisfuturist.com on Albany 783 MMM.